Oh, snaps.
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet. Hi, everybody. I'm Dee Dee Mercer-Moffitt, the top dog at Raw Dog Food and Company, where your pet's health is our business and we're friends. Don't let friends feed kibble. No, we don't. Well, today we're going to be talking about the dark side of raw feeding Facebook groups and why you might want to stay away. Stay very far away. I stay completely away, actually. But we're going to be talking about that today and why I say stay away from them. All right. But before we talk about the dark side, let's talk about some great sides, some bright sides, the bright side of feeding raw. And here's what some of our customers are saying. Mike says, I love the variety from your complete mixes to your duck heads and bison balls. Thank you so much, Mike. And Sherry says, I can't believe I was so fearful of raw feeding. Why didn't I start sooner? Well, I don't know why you didn't start sooner, Sherry. Maybe it's because you didn't know about Raw Dog Food and Company, but now you do. So now you're on the right side. You're on the bright side. You are away from the dark side, which is what we're talking about today. The dark side of the raw feeding Facebook groups. Whoa, man. They can be brutal. And Facebook in general can be brutal. It's a haven for bad actors. People with attitudes, people who harass and abuse, cuss and demean other people. And for some reason, our culture seems to favor being around only like-minded people who only uphold our own views. And when they don't uphold our own views, we punish them. We punish those who have views who are different from our own. Even in the, I swear, I think people could argue about anything. I was reading an article about a group that benefits, okay, this group benefits the Sunshine Coast of North Brisbane, Australia. They have 60,000 members on their private page. And believe it or not, people find a way to be horses' butts over the simplest things like community cyclist, right? And, I was reading about what their admin had said. They said sometimes members have sent personal messages to other members, and they are threatening them, harassing them, to the point that the police have to become involved. Good gosh almighty. Now, if people are going to argue and you're going to have the police called just about community cyclists, think about how brutal being in any type of a pet lover's Facebook group can get. They can get crazy. And I got to experience it myself this week. People coming at me. Wow. Which I'm going to tell you about a little bit later on in the podcast. And I'm also going to share with you some tips. If you're thinking about running a private Facebook group, you might want to think again. But here's how this subject of this week's podcast came about. I talk with many of my rawsome pet parents, many of them who are members of multiple raw feeding groups. And they join these groups because they are interested in learning how to feed their dogs a species-appropriate diet. This is part of their research. So they go in with great intentions, you know, of making all these friends and feeling good about feeding raw, which they're already anxious about in the first place. But what they find is a lot of bullying and demeaning attitudes of those who think they have all the answers, who think they are the top dogs of raw feeding. And I don't ever go into these groups because It is such a negative time suck. And I can do my own research without subjecting myself to all that craziness. Unfortunately, it did happen on our raw dog food Facebook page this week. I'll tell you about that shortly. But I put this question out on our Facebook page in anticipating doing this podcast. And I asked our rawsome pet parents, what is the worst thing about joining online raw feeding groups? So here are some of the comments of the dark side. This is the dark side of joining raw feeding groups. One of my rawsome pet parents said that the worst thing is the dogma. People refusing to understand that dogs are individuals and that not all dogs do great on raw. There's so much misinformation and untruths. And I would add to that that you got to go a little further and say, well, what kind of raw diet are you feeding? Because as you know, an all-meat diet is not species appropriate. An all-organ diet is not species appropriate, right? But there are so many people that are very dogmatic in their beliefs. So that's the dark side. One of our other rawsome pet parents said that these top three things are what she sees most often and that people are arguing about and bullying other people about. And that's supplements, right? Vitamins and nutrients. There's a lot of people that are on the side that say vitamins and supplements are required because all of the food today has lost their vitamin and nutrient content. Well, it can't have lost all of it, or we would all be eating severely sterile food, and we probably would all be a lot sicker than we are. But they're arguing about supplements, right? Should your dog take them or shouldn't they? Well, it's on a case-by-case basis. She said the second thing that she sees that people argue about is that cats, the raw feeding for cats, and so many people are on the side that cats need fruits and veggies. She says, even though as obligate carnivores, they get zero nutritional value from them, people want to argue. And then the third thing that she hears is that green tripe has zero benefits and shouldn't be fed. I think that we could probably dispute that, but I think we could do it in a nice way. But this is what people want to argue about. It's not as if these things, we're arguing about, is the world going to end tomorrow? Another one of my feeders said that the dark side of being in a raw feeders group is that people are very rigid on whether the prey model raw or the barf diet is the best. And she says, yes, things need to be balanced, but even as a prey model raw feeder, my dogs love some fruits and veggies, which is in the barf model. And they do have a lot of benefits, fruits and veggies, if given properly. I mean, really, seriously, people, do we need to get that mad? And I often wonder, why do we get so mad just because someone else has a different point of view? It doesn't mean that you have to change what you're doing. And I always think that we get mad because we're afraid that somebody else is going to be right and we're going to be wrong. We don't want to be wrong. We're not sure that we want to change the way we do things. So we just lash out at other people. Another one of my rawsome pet parents chimed in and said, the dark side and what I get bullied on is that the only correct way to feed raw is to do it all yourself and commit to extensive meal prep. She said, I've seen so many negative things about raw companies like Raw Dog Food and Company who sell raw diets. And she said, but you're a wonderful company. And you provide great mixes and grinds. So people want to fight you on how you make your raw dog food and where you get your raw dog food. These are the dark sides. These are the dark sides. So why you might want to stay from these groups. And I'll tell you why, because there's so much bullying and there's so much demeaning and people are mean and they're angry and they're in your face. And this does have real consequences to those of you who want to be in those groups. There's a great article called The Psychological Effects of Cyberbullying. It's from a group called North American Investigations. And there are four things that these type of groups how they can affect you in a negative way. Number one is increased emotional distress. Okay, because the typical and immediate responses to being victimized by a cyber bully, who these people are, is anger, frustration, and sadness, right? We're angry and we're frustrated and we're sad that somebody would attack us. They don't even know us and they treat us like we're just these horrible people. It does have an effect on you. Increased emotional distress. Don't think that you, I don't have that thick of skin. I am not made that way. I think my husband is. There are many men that can take the cyberbullying easier than women. And that made somebody want to beat me up on that, saying that women, you said that women were not able to, they're not as strong as men. Get over yourself. All right. So increased emotional distress. This is one psychological effect of these raw feeder groups or any Facebook group. But this is my show. We're talking about raw dog food. So I'm talking about raw feeder groups. Another psychological effect of cyberbullying and the dark side of these groups is it can lower your self-esteem. Oh, yes, it can, because bullying at its core reduces your self-esteem because you perceive that you're disliked by your peers or your colleagues or what I'm going to tell you about here in a second, what happened to me, by my own customers, people who I have gone above and beyond for. So it lowers your self-esteem. That's the second one. The third one is isolation and withdrawal. This is definitely a psychological effect because when you're bullied, you often want to withdraw from people in general, right? You want to withdraw from family members and friends, and you start feeling like you just want to spend time alone because of this bullying. You may start to believe that being around other people only hurts, or that most people are out to cause you pain or emotional harm, or that you just can't trust people, that you just don't know when they're going to strike. That is very real. This isolation and withdrawal, it is a major psychological effect of cyberbullying. And then indulging in harmful habits. So when you are bullied or people turn on you or strike out, many times you can start to turn to outlets such as, you know, alcohol or eating too much. Maybe you've quit smoking recently and it causes you to start smoking again. And I've seen where you start taking less of an interest in schoolwork or other productive activities. But the stress of being bullied sometimes causes victims to skip school or want to work less. They become less responsible. And for our young people, you know, it causes grades to plummet. And in many cases, it can cause suicidal thoughts. We've seen that in the news. So think about this. When you decide that you are going to go into these raw feeder groups. Now, I will tell you this. I don't have a private Facebook page for Raw Dog Food and Company. It's just our business page where I post many articles. I post information about our food. We post, you know, our ETA times to our delivery locations and our sales and on and on and on. But it was really funny. I always think that sometimes that life really does try to give you a lot of experience to know what you're talking about, personal experience, before you talk about it, right? So I had put this out there to my people and said, hey, I'm going to do a podcast on the dark side of being in these Facebook groups. And so they gave me their comments that I just relayed to you. But here's what happened to me. So I actually did feel some of these harmful effects this week. I posted a very, very, very short article, and you can go to my Facebook page and read it. It was called The Harmful Effects of Vaccines. You'll have to scroll down a little bit to find it now, but you can find it. And let me just look for you really quickly. It has two kitties that are hugging one another if you want to read the article. Or maybe I'll just read it to you real quick because it's by Dr. Todd Cooney, DMV, who is out in Kokomo, Indiana. I've spoken about him before. He was on our expert speaker series. But here's what I posted. I posted, "Are Vaccines Effective?" by Dr. Todd Cooney, DVM. Here is this very, very short article that I posted that caused much bullying towards me. The article says, many point out how this flies in the face of logic. How can unvaccinated individuals pose a threat to those vaccinated if indeed vaccines are so effective? But the bigger question should be, are vaccines effective at all in the first place? Historical data shows most epidemic diseases were already declining before vaccines began, and many books document this fact. And then I, again, cite Dr. Todd Cooney, DVM. Now, this is a very short excerpt from an article that he wrote entitled, "Are Vaccines Effective?" That brought on an onslaught of cussing and anger from pro-vaxxers, as they call them. So again, they're taking sides. We got non-vaxxers or anti-vaxxers and pro-vaxxers. Now, from that article right there, I guess people just assume because I posted that, you know, I'm an anti-vaxxer. And so here's what happened. I had somebody come on. She's since taken her comments off, been a customer of ours for a very long time. She came on and basically said, since you are going to spout bullshit science, I'm going to shop elsewhere. She had a lot of other choice things to say prior to that. Today, I see that she's taken her comment down. But she wasn't the only one. There were many people that came on. Another girl that has a rescue group came on, and I had to delete her post because it was so hateful. It was so abusive language, and it was just not appropriate for our business page. But, and then there was another person who I finally did ban because they were just so, you know, bantering back and forth. And I had people texting me and saying, would you just get these people off of here? This is so negative. It's so horrible, which I did. But it really, really did have an effect on me. I was very sad because I thought, oh my gosh, you know, all we are trying to do is post information. And from that, you wouldn't know if I was pro-vaccine or anti-vaccine. And later I said, hey, if you guys are going to cuss me out, feel free to do that privately. Private message me and cuss me out. Don't do it on my Facebook page. I'm not going to hold you back. You want to blow on me? That's fine. I got big bison balls. Go ahead. But I will tell you that it, even when I say that, does that affect me? Yeah, it does affect me. Because, you know, like I said, I was shocked. I can go back and look at email after email where these people, when they want something from me, when I'm thinking like they do, when they want my food, they're super duper nice and, oh, you're wonderful and you're great and you're fabulous. But I post a simple article like this and man, they just attacked. Just bam, bam, bam. And I sit back and I scratch my head, even as a leadership speaker, and I look at that and I think, why are we so frightened by other people's opinions? As if my opinion was going to change anything about your life. Why is it that we just can't say, wow, that's interesting. Could I learn something from someone else's opinion? And is my tiny little Facebook post going to change anything in the veterinarian community? Maybe we do need to look a little further at how much we are vaccinating. And is it possible that over-vaccinating is causing autoimmune disease, which is why so many people are having issues with the food they feed their dogs in the first place? So I personally, our Facebook page is not a private Facebook group. You can come in at any time. But after this incident happened, I'm really thinking about posting some rules. And if you are thinking about joining a Facebook group, remember there's a dark side. And remember there are consequences. There are psychological effects to which I just talked about. But also for those of you that may be thinking that you want to start a private Facebook group, let me just give you some tips for managing a group. And these are something that I've never thought that I was going to have to institute, but I probably am going to now. Have a set of policies or ground rules for participation in your group, and make sure that these are clear as possible so that all the members can easily see if the rules have been broken and that you're going to take action. Next, warn members for first breach of the rules. Let them know the consequences of further breaches. Let them know. And don't be afraid to use the delete tools. Delete posts or comments that break the group's rules, which I did. I did on the person who was just using profanity after profanity after profanity in her posts, and I just totally deleted that. And then ban members that consistently break the rules. Ban members who consistently break the rules. There is a dark side. There is a dark side of private Facebook groups. Certainly, there's a dark side of raw feeding Facebook groups. So you might just want to do your research on your own or with some friends and stay away from those groups. All right. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you have a great week. And remember, here at Raw Dog Food & Company, your pet's health is our business, and friends don't let friends feed kibble.
Oh, snaps, snaps, snaps.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.